Chapter 16. This message from the Lord was delivered to King Baasha by the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani. I lifted you out of the dust to make you ruler of my people Israel, but you have followed the evil example of Jeroboam. You have aroused my anger by causing my people to sin. So now I will destroy you and your family just as I destroyed the descendants of Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Those of your family who die in the city will be eaten by dogs. Those who die in the field will be eaten by the vultures. The rest of the events in Baasha's reign and the extent of his power are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Baasha died, he was buried in Tirzah. Then his son Elah became the next king. This message from the Lord had been spoken against Baasha and his family through the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani. It was delivered because Baasha had done what was evil in the Lord's sight, arousing him to anger by his sins, just like the family of Jeroboam, and also because Baasha had destroyed the family of Jeroboam. Elah, son of Baasha, began to rule over Israel from Tirzah in the 26th year of King Asa's reign in Judah. He reigned in Israel 2 years. Then Zimri, who commanded half of the royal chariots, made plans to kill him. One day in Tirzah, Elah was getting drunk at the home of Arza, the supervisor of the palace. Zimri walked in and struck him down and killed him. This happened in the 27th year of King Asa's reign in Judah. Then Zimri became the next king. Zimri immediately killed the entire royal family of Baasha, and he did not leave a single male child. He even destroyed distant relatives and friends. So Zimri destroyed the dynasty of Baasha as the Lord had promised through the prophet Jehu. This happened because of the sins of Baasha and his son Elah, and because of all the sins they led Israel to commit, arousing the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, with their idols. The rest of the events in Elah's reign and all his deeds are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Zimri began to rule over Israel from Tirzah in the 27th year of King Asa's reign in Judah, but he reigned only 7 days. But the army of Israel, which was then engaged in attacking the Philistine town of Gibbethon, heard that Zimri had assassinated the king. They chose Amri, commander of the army, as their new king. So Amri led the army of Israel away from Gibbethon to attack Tirzah, Israel's capital. When Zimri saw that the city had been taken, he went into the citadel of the king's house and burned it down over himself and died in the flames. For he too had done what was evil in the Lord's sight, and followed the example of Jeroboam, continuing the sins of idolatry that Jeroboam had led Israel to commit. The rest of the events of Zimri's reign and his conspiracy are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. But now the people of Israel were divided into two groups. Half the people tried to make Tibni, son of Ginath, their king, while the other half supported Amri. But Amri's supporters defeated the supporters of Tibni, son of Ginath. So Tibni was killed, and Amri became the next king. Amri began to rule over Israel in the 31st year of King Asa's reign in Judah. He reigned 12 years in all, 6 of them in Tirzah. Then Amri bought the hill now known as Samaria from its owner, Shemer, for 150 pounds of silver. He built a city on it and called the city Samaria in honor of Shemer. But Amri did what was evil in the Lord's sight, even more than any of the kings before him. He followed the example of Jeroboam, continuing the sins of idolatry that Jeroboam had led Israel to commit. Thus he aroused the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel. The rest of the events in Amri's reign, the extent of his power, and all his deeds are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. When Amri died, he was buried in Samaria. Then his son Ahab became the next king. Ahab, son of Amri, began to rule over Israel in the 38th year of King Asa's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 22 years. But Ahab did what was evil in the Lord's sight, even more than any of the kings before him. And as though it were not enough to live like Jeroboam, he married Jezebel, the daughter of King Ethbaal of the Sidonians, and he began to worship Baal. First, he built a temple and an altar for Baal in Samaria. Then he set up an Asherah pole. He did more to arouse the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than any of the other kings of Israel before him. It was during his reign that Hiel, a man from Bethel, rebuilt Jericho. When he laid the foundations, his oldest son, Abiram, died. When he finally completed it by setting up the gates, his youngest son, Segub, died. This all happened according to the message from the Lord concerning Jericho, spoken by Joshua, son of Nun.